Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Normally, it's three stories that make you shake your head. We're gonna do a special one story edition of Don't Do This today
because it made heads shake everywhere.
And I think there is some gray area and nuance to this story,
no doubt.
But it has to do with the reaction to yesterday's verdict in the Derek Chauvin George Floyd trial. Of course, unless you were under a rock yesterday, you heard about the guilty verdict, guilty on all charges, and then you saw the reaction of many organizations, sports teams, very, very carefully crafted statements for the most part, generally expressing their support for the judicial process, you know, playing out, for justice being done, and for, you know, expressing hope that, you know, this will turn things in a better direction for very tense communities and what's happening. It really, there was just one exception to all of the very carefully crafted statements from teams in various sports. And that exception was the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday.
Yes.
What was it that they tweeted out yesterday afternoon?
They tweeted yesterday, "I can breathe for 2021. And I'd just gotten home yesterday, and I saw it, and I looked at it, and I went, that's somebody's doing a troll, right? They did a fake blue check mark.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing a bit.
That's Don't Do This number one on this story.
Which I thought.
Just getting started.
I thought today of all days, that's kind of in poor taste, you know, to troll that. But that's what people do on the internet. So I definitely thought 100% that was a fake account tweeting that. And I read it. And I started to think about it fairly deeply for me. And I thought, okay, I know that it looks bad. I know that it is a bad thing to tweet. And I also, on the other hand, realize I think what they were trying to say, they missed the mark. It happens. You miss the mark from time to time. What happens in a scenario like that is when you miss the mark so badly, then you should go and take it down and say, I screwed up. I'm sorry.
They were going for the sigh of relief. Thank God.
Sure.
Like, we can all breathe.
Now we can all breathe. I get it.
Served, etc.
And you know me. No one loves wordplay more than yours truly.
You love wordplay more than foreplay.
But sometimes it's just not the time nor the place.
Correct.
For punny wordplay. And this was one of those times. So, number one, don't do this, putting it up in the first place. Number two, don't do this, not doing what you just said. Just take it down and say, you know what, it just didn't craft it, not the way that we wanted that to come out. Our bad, you know, here's the real statement. Copy someone else's notes, essentially, and send out what everyone else sent out yesterday. Mm-mm. They didn't do that either, Woodsy.
No, they dug in. They dug in, and this, I thought, was maybe the most interesting part of the story is, so it's up there, And Mark Davis, who's the owner of the Raiders, essentially comes out and says, I'm responsible. Nobody else is responsible for this but me.
Okay, good. Good on him for not throwing under at someone else, an underling.
Some 22-year-old.
A PR staffer, a social media underling through to the wolves for a bad tweet. He took responsibility himself. I like that.
That is one part of it. Then the other part is he says, I'm not taking it down. I'm leaving it up. Now, people had many, many different reactions to that as well. Now, he also said that the wording of the tweet came from George Floyd's brother, who said, quote, today we are able to breathe again. He also said, if I offended the family, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed. He also said in the same breath, the post won't be deleted.
Okay. To me, don't do this number three. If I offended the family, I am deeply, deeply sorry.
Disappointed.
Apologetic.
No, yeah.
There's a lot of words you can put there. Disappointed isn't a good one to choose there. Speaking of poorly chosen words, if I offended the family, I'm deeply disappointed. I don't think that's the emotion that you should be trying to convey. Your disappointment is not what people care about in this situation. It's not about Mark Davis. It's not about the Las Vegas Raiders at all. You'd be fine not saying anything. We had discussion here. It's like, you know what? If you don't, just don't say anything. You know, better than putting your foot in your mouth like the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, people know how we feel.
Sure.
You know where we stand.
It's not a hot take to say. I support fairness. I support justice. I support.
Shouldn't be a hot take. No.
I think everyone should absolutely support those things.
Yep.
But I don't need to craft a statement or release some tweet or anything about that.
We're in here, you know, trying to have fun and try to keep it lighthearted. But, you know, you guys know how we feel. You absolutely know how we feel. And you know, I think it's very easy to say justice was served.
Now, is there someone out there who's making a list of all the teams that didn't release a statement of support yesterday?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's possible.
It was a definite misstep. As somebody that's misstepped quite a bit on social media, I know that it's possible. I also know that it is probably a good idea to say, man, you're right. I thought about your side. Here's my perspective, which he did give his perspective. And again, I knew right away, the message they were going for. I understood it. Also, the wrong time to send it. Just the wrong time to send it. It's like that thing that happens where you get some massive, massive national incident, and then your favorite, I don't know, radio station or restaurant or band tweets out, hey, check out our new EP, Sunshiny Days. And it's like, hey, man, you know, we're having a riot right now at the Capitol. It's not the best time to promote what you're promoting. You know, Malachi Flynn grabbed 7 rebounds last night. Great. The Capitol's under siege. You know, there's a time and place for things. And I think that was one that was just a misstep.
Here's a few samplings of the reaction. NBA guard Isaiah Thomas, the young one, not the old one.
Right.
Y'all can't be serious. NFL receiver Torrey Smith. Folks get paid to avoid stupid stuff like this. SMH, delete this at Raiders. NFL player Emmanuel Acho, I keep double-checking to see if the Raiders' verified account actually tweeted this.
Yeah, yeah, same.
They did actually tweet that, and then they did not take it down, and they doubled down and then tripled down. And I don't know at what point they're quadrupling down at this point, because it's still up a day later.
Oh, yeah, he said, I'm not taking it down.
Another random commenter. This is what it looks like when you try to join the woke side of social media and fail miserably.
All right. I mean, it's sad that it has to be politicized, because it's not.
That's Don't Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, ultimately, getting back to the Padres, I'm back here, Woodsy. Ultimately, I would love to see them chase down the Dodgers. That's going to be a tall task, you know, to win the National League West. I think they still have every opportunity in front of them. But if they don't, the essential part is you got to make the playoffs, though. At the end of the season, you need to get into the playoffs.
Would be a massive disappointment for this team. I would
agree with that.
Like a colossal, colossal failure.
So now sitting at 10-9, I'm starting to look, and just at the other teams and the starts they're getting off to, Who are the threats to the Padres that we should start taking seriously after the first 3 weeks of the season? Who are the teams that could theoretically be the ones that, you know, if the Padres end up, you know, disappointing a little bit and only winning 90 games, who are the threats to win 91 and 92 and potentially steal those wild card spots away from our San Diego Padres? I want to take a look at some of the maybe unexpected baseball teams that are off to good starts here that we should be keeping an eye on. I will do that coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.